Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Thank you so much for giving me your time and your earbuds, your attention. I cannot express how grateful I am to be able to have a little bit of your attention. And you are the reason why I do this podcast every single week, even when I'm on vacation. Now, today, I'm going to talk about a topic that could be a wake-up call for many of you. It could be tough love, but I think it is a message that is needed to be delivered because it breaks my heart to see so many people just settling with what they think they could have instead of really going after what they really want to have. So today's topic would be five reasons why most people won't achieve their dreams. I know it hurts, right? Five reasons why most people won't achieve their dreams. And I have come to the conclusion that these are the five things that is stopping people from getting what they want. I didn't make this up. It's through observation. Many years of observation, especially in the last 4 years. And I'm going to break it down for you. And when you listen to this, it may rub you off the wrong way. It may trigger you, which is actually a very good thing. Because if it triggers you, that means I am hitting certain things that is actually a truth that is subconsciously hidden or pushed away that you don't want to acknowledge because you also know that that's the truth. So hopefully, this a little bit of tough love or awakening is able to shake you up with some love for you to go pursue the life that you really want to live. So what are the five reasons that why most people won't achieve their dreams? Reason number one, they don't know what to do. So this group of people, they know they want something in their life, be it a make more money, to have more happiness, whatever it is, okay, to be slimmer, to lose more weight, to be fitter, to build a business, whatever, to learn a new language, whatever it is, okay? They don't know what to do, as in they don't know the step-by-step. They don't know the technical or the tactical, the strategies, the how, you know, like what needs to be done, okay? What are the things that needs to be done? So they have no idea what needs to be done. Now, that's a simple problem to solve, okay? That's a simple problem to solve. So that is almost a non-problem, all right? So let's go on to point number two. And point number one, or reason number one and reason number two are very closely related. Reason number one, they don't know what to do. So if they don't know what to do, they can't move forward to pursue their dreams. Reason number two, they don't know how to do it. So once they figure out what to do, okay, like somebody says that, oh, you want to start a business? Okay, go register your company. Go register your company name, okay, an LLC, whatever. And they say, okay, this is what I need to do. I know that, but how do I go about doing that? Where do I go apply the LLC? So this is what I meant. So reason number one, they don't know what to do. So they have no idea what needs to be done. Reason number two is after they know what to do, they don't know how to do it. Now, these two reasons or two what these two reasons why they won't achieve their dreams, these two reasons easily overcome. Okay, you don't know what to do. There are many ways to go find out what to do. Talk to people who has already done it. Read some books, YouTube, right? The YouTube University. Hire a coach, hire a mentor, shadow somebody, you know, self-taught. So there's many ways to find out what to do, correct? You talk to people, but you need to make the first move. You need to be able to have the desire to go find out the information of what needs to be done. Then reason number two is they don't know how to do it. So if they put in the effort to find out what needs to be done, they need to continue to put in the effort to learn how to do the what to do, okay? They need to learn, they need to put in the time and the energy to learn how to do the things that needs to be done. Now, these two, okay, I say is easily overcome. Easier said than done. Because a lot of people, they think about it, which is reason number three. Okay, I'm going to tell you what's the reason number three, which is they think more than they do. Okay, so once they know that, okay, I want to build a business, okay, they find out what needs to be done. A lot of time, a lot of them, they don't even take the first move to go find out what needs to do, what needs to be done. I know that for a fact because I have people who want to get on a business consult call with me. And I send them a questionnaire. And one of the questions I ask is, have you done your own research to find out what needs to be done and how to do it? And surprisingly, which makes me very, very, very sad, is almost 99% said no. Okay? 99% said no. And they know that they want something, but they don't make the effort to go find out what needs to be done to get that something and how to do it to go get that something. So I don't know what they're expecting. Like, how would your dream come true if you do nothing to go pursue the dream? So when they fill out the questionnaire, they say that, nope, they have not done anything to help solve, to help find out what needs to be done and how to do it. But the fact that they fill out the questionnaire is the first step, right? That means they're asking for help. They're asking for me to help them to guide. And you know what's even sadder than that? Is they fill out the questionnaire. They book a call, but they don't show up. Okay? They don't show up. So it makes me wonder why. Why they don't show up? Is it because what they say they want is not really what they say they want? I don't know. And I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about that because it's a waste of my mental energy and my time because I would never want to be in the same room as these people. Just like what Kobe Bryant said, right? I don't understand you lazy people. And then he followed up by saying, no, I don't want to even understand you lazy people because I don't want to be like you lazy people. So I guess it's along the same line where I just say, I don't understand why they don't try to find a solution. They don't try to implement the solution. What are they waiting for? And then when the help appears, they don't take the help. Why? I don't understand. But again, I don't want to dwell on that. Okay? So reason number one, they don't know what to do. Reason number two, they don't know how to do it. Okay? Easily overcome if they put in the effort and they accept the help. Now, reason number three, why most people won't achieve their dream is they think more than they do. They think about, okay, they already know what needs to be done. They already know how to do it. And they think and think and think, okay, this is what needs to be done. Okay, this is how it's going to do it. They are doing the doing, okay? They are doing the doing inside their head. They are doing the doing inside the head. They are not actually taking physical action to make it happen. They are thinking, they are rehearsing how to do what needs to be done. And then overthink, overanalyze, overthink, overanalyze. And then they think so much that they don't do. So they never move forward. Okay, these are the perfectionists, the overthinkers. Okay, reason number four why most people won't achieve their dreams is they talk more than they do. They talk more than they do. This is what we Singaporeans give a label to this group of people, which we call the NATO, N-A-T-O. No action, talk only. So these are the people who talk all the time. Oh, I wanted to start an event planning company, and I know that I need to, you know, so this is their dream. They want to start an event planning company. Oh, I know that I need to go find a business name. I need to then go to the Secretary of State to register for the name. Yes, one day I'm going to do it, but right now, okay, right now I have a, you know, like I can't do it for XYZ reason, but I think I need to have more of these things. So point number three, reason number three, and reason number four, they go very well together because they're overthinkers. They talk it out. They say, oh, but you know, this is what I want. This is what I know what I need to do. This is, I know how I'm going to do it, you know, but I'm thinking that how should I go about doing it in a more perfect way? I am thinking that, okay, if I were to wait until then it may be a better opportunity for me, or I may be better in a better situation. And I am, you know, let me go talk to more people. And, oh, I know this is what I want. You see where I'm going, right? They talk and they talk and they talk. So these people, they talk more than they do. So they don't take any actions, okay? And reason number three and reason number four, they're normally combined together. This person is somebody who overthink and then they talk it out and overthink and they talk it out. And then that leads to reason number five, why they don't achieve their dreams, which is they think and they talk themselves out of the doing, okay? After they overthink, after they talk it out about their overthinking, they have decided that, no, I cannot do this. No, what I want, there's no way I can achieve it. It's not for me. It happens to other people, but not for me. Okay? This, they will give all sorts of excuses why they cannot do it, why they are not able to do it, why it would never happen for them. And also, I strongly believe is the fear that's holding them back. Okay? So this group of people, right? There are different camps, right? I say reason number one, there's a group of people who they don't know what to do. There's a group of people who don't know how to do it. And if they don't know what to do, they don't know how to do it, and they go do it, find out the resources themselves and they go implement and they don't fall under the category of reason number three, four, and five, they have a very good chance of succeeding. The people that are going to have a very small chance of succeeding are the people who fall into this entire category. Okay? These five reasons all in one person. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. They think and they think about, oh, I think this is what I need to do. I think this is how I should be doing it. They don't make the effort to go find out exactly how, what needs to be done and what and how to do it. They just think. And then they talk about it like, oh, I wanted to have this dream, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do. And, you know, if I were to do it, what would happen? Okay. So they are just keep on piling. And then finally, the complete person that has all five reasons in them is they think and they talk themselves out of the doing by giving themselves a lot of excuses why they can't do it. And because of fear is holding them back. Okay. I want you to ask yourself, where are you? In these five reasons, does any of these reasons apply to you? I hope not. Because I will tell you that at some point in my life, even now, I will be under reason number one, I don't know what to do and I don't know how to do it. But I would never go into reason number three, reason number four, and reason number five. I already know that what is stopping me from getting my dream is reason number one and reason number two. I'm not even talking about the mindset of resilience and showing up. No, I'm just talking about the tactical. Okay, let's talk about the tactical first. The mindset will be built once you implement. So when people tell you that you need to have a strong mindset to go implement, no, it's like putting the cart in front of the horse. Your mindset will only be built if you implement. And there are people who just overthink and overthink and overthink and talk and talk and talk, and they just will not move. So this is how they want to live their life. I cannot feel sorry for them. It is not my job to feel sorry for you or sorry for them, nor my responsibility, nor do they want the sympathy. They make that conscious choice. It's not that they don't have a choice. It's they make a choice. And of course, they will say that they don't have a choice. Remember, reason number five, they think and they talk themselves out of doing it because of fear and excuses. So they will never accept the fact that it's them who choose not to do it, who abandon their dreams. It hurts. The truth hurts. Okay? The truth hurts. But I'm not going to hold back the truth. It is what it is. And if you're able to use my message to wake you up and to look at which of these reasons is holding you back, and you decide to not be chained to these reasons anymore, I congratulate you. I've done my job. But if you get upset about what I said to you, then you will unsubscribe me, you will stop following me, and you will say bad things about me. That's fine by me too. Because if I were to continue to serve you and you're not receiving my help, then I'm wasting my time and my energy. I will reserve it for somebody who's ready to receive and to really live the life that they want to live, and stop giving themselves excuses why they cannot live the life that they want to live. As simple as that. Again, I said already from the very beginning of this podcast episode that this message today may rub some people off. It may help some people. Hopefully, I managed to help more people than rub some people off. But hey, I'm not for everybody. Everybody is not for me. Some people will say that I am not understanding of their current situation. That may be true as well. But your current situation is not permanent. You have a choice. It may be more difficult for you to make that choice compared to other people who already have the advantage to get out of a bad situation compared to you. But you are never truly, truly stuck. Okay? Only you can decide whether you want to be stuck or not. All right. Now, there's actually one more thing before I go, which is after we talk about these five reasons, when they finally decide, okay, kudos to those people, when they finally decide to do it, okay, so they decide that, okay, I know what to do. I know how to do it. I'm not going to continue to overthink. I'm not going to talk more than I do. And I'm not going to give myself any more excuses. I'm going to just do it. And then when they finally decide to do it, it's harder than they thought it would be. So there are two ways to handle this situation. They could either revert back to number three, reason number three. They think more than they do. So at that stage, right, reason number three, they're already thinking that, oh, I need to do all this. It could be hard. Okay? It could be hard. And then it stops them from doing it. So when they start to implement and then they realize that, oh, this is so much harder. You know, I imagine how it would be, but I never thought that it would be this hard. They will either not do it and then they go back into the same cycle, which further reinforce them to not do it because they actually took the leap of faith to do it and then it was much harder than they imagined. So they give up on their dream, okay? Or they're constantly in limbo, just going around in a vicious cycle. Or they decide that, you know, I can't do it by myself. And that is when you have to ask for help. You ask for help not by buying a course or buying a self-help, because you have already done the research of what needs to be done and how to do it. If you did not get like hands-on help, right? And you depending on yourself to do it and you fail, it will be foolish to decide to continue to do it yourself. It is not the materials that you purchase or you acquire that is not helping you. It has helped many people, but it's not helping you. Perhaps you should consider getting more hands-on help. This is when you should consider hiring a coach or joining a mentorship program or buying any course that have some form of a life support that you can ask questions, that they can pick you up when you feel down, or they can answer your questions when you feel frustrated or you are hitting a roadblock, applying what you're learning on the inside the course, but you don't know why you are not getting momentum, then there's somebody who's been through and done that can guide you along. So when you finally accept that you don't know what to do or how to do it, or when you finally accept that you do know what to do and how to do it, but you are not moving forward, or you can't figure out why you are not consistently doing what you're supposed to do, that's when you have to get alternative help, which is more hands-on help, okay? So I want you to listen to this episode many times if need be and ask yourself, how are you living your life? Are you living your life not achieving your dreams because of any of these reasons? Okay, are you ready to make a change? And if you're ready to make a change, how are you going to make that change? Okay, so before I go, I have something to share with you. We are still in the beta round right now. Okay, I am recording this podcast, which will be released next week, which is April 11th. Okay, right now, we still have very limited slots left for the beta round of our Business Kickstart bundle. The beta round is currently priced at only $10 for 10 courses. And these 10 courses focuses on pricing for profit, creating a digital portfolio, posting on social media content and content strategy, how to post with intention, okay, how to turn followers to buyers, how to convert leads into paying clients, so sales psychology, how and business legalities, how to make sure that you're not opening yourself for lawsuit by not getting your business legalities in order, and also one topic on mindset, how to handle rejection, how to build resilience, okay, how to fight imposter syndrome, and also a module that is on how do you create time to actually build the business so that you are no longer giving yourself the excuse that I don't have the time to do this right now. That now is not a good time for me to build a business. So if you are interested in being a beta user and get this course, which is only at this time $10 for 10 courses, and it also has the option to add in a life support, which is at $7 per month, that you can cancel at any time, now is the chance to get it. As I'm recording this podcast, we already have 15 people in the beta program. On April 2nd, we did a free bootcamp and we enrolled 12 people. So, and then we have people who bought some more. So we have 15 people right now, and I plan to close this out at 20 people. Okay. Then the price will go up. I plan to price this at $100 when it's officially launched. As a beta user, you are required to show up and use to show up for the life support course. You're expected to consume the content. You're expected to take actions. And then you are expected to share your feedback with us. I know that this is going to be one of the best digital course out there for event planners and event designers who's thinking to start an events business, who just starting an events business, or who started an events business but not seeing any momentum because your fundamentals are all screwed up. I know this is going to be the best product, and I know in my heart that I'm going to make it happen because I never fail. Okay. So, well, actually, never is a very strong word. That's pretty arrogant. I very seldom fail. I will do whatever I can to make it happen. So if you want to take advantage of this beta round price, make sure that you go to the show notes to click on the link to purchase it before I close out that price. Okay. Thank you so much once again for giving me your time. please share our podcast to other people. Business entrepreneurs doesn't have to be in the events field, but if they are event planners in the events field, it would be fantastic because that's my niche. And help them to think about how they're living their life. Are they achieving the goals that they want? Because my podcast is business oriented and also with a lot of mindset infused in it. And it is a no nonsense. I give it to you straight. If you think my podcast can help you and you think you can help other people, please share my podcast with these people. I want to impact someone's life every single day, whenever possible, in the most positive way. And please give me a review and a rating. And also let me know what other topics you want me to talk about. Again, I'm doing this for you. I'm not doing this for me. Well, I'm happy and I get a lot of fulfillment when I'm recording a podcast. But at the end of the day, it's for you to consume the content. It's not for me to consume the content. Okay? All right. So don't forget, if you want to grab that beta user price for our Kickstart bundle at $10 for 10 courses, make sure you go to the show notes to grab your spot before I close out the beta round. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.